Britain is going to Mars, and a Bristol boy who dreamed of finding life beyond the horizon is taking us there.
We believe that we can investigate Mars by proxy from a few stones.
Launching a new space race that will pit the West Country's finest against America's mightiest.
Finding life on Mars is going to rank as one of humanity's greatest discoveries.
Next month, a Russian rocket will blast Britain's first interplanetary mission into space. The Beagle 2 will piggyback on a European Space Agency satellite bound for orbit around Mars. It will travel through space for 6 months to be unleashed above the Martian equator and hurtle to a frozen planet at 20,000 miles per hour. Colin Pillinger chose the 20th anniversary of America's first moon landing to announce Britain had found the first evidence of life on Mars. His discovery of a biological signature could only be bettered by finding a dead alien. And in 1996, the United States President, Bill Clinton, announced America had done exactly that.
The recent discovery of what may be fossilized microorganisms in a Martian meteorite.
Once more, Colin's glory had been snatched by the discovery of meteorite ALH84001. When America went to Mars to find life in 1976, Colin Pillinger was left studying moon rocks. And when NASA announced they had found a dead planet, his hopes were dashed about ever finding alien life forms.
But the reason really why Mars has come back into people and scientists' interest anyway is that it's because of these Martian meteorites.
But expeditions to the South Pole and elsewhere started turning up rocks from outer space.
It was only a few years after Viking landed that somebody had the idea that you could demonstrate that Martian meteorites came from Mars by analysing traces of the atmosphere that might have been trapped in the rocks when they were blasted off the planet.
The Viking mission pointed to a way of identifying bits of Mars blasted off the planet by asteroid impacts billions of years ago.
And when it was suggested, it was quite a controversial idea, hypothesis.
NASA had rejected Colin Pillinger when they went to Mars, but the trick he'd learnt analysing their moon samples...
We have discovered that the carbon in lunar samples originates from the sun.
...could put him ahead in the search for life, if a piece of Mars could come to Colin Pillinger.